K-Bear 104.1, the Triple C Morning Show. It's the Brew Review, a celebration of local Alaskan beer with Devin Johnson of the AK Beer Nerds Facebook page. Good morning, Devin.
Hey, good morning.
So the first Alaskan beer that I fell in love with was the Sockeye Red IPA from Midnight Sun. I mean, I go to the old school. Like, I used to go to the brewery on Arctic when it was over there before it moved to the Bermuda Triangle, and I understand that they've stood the test of time, celebrating 26 years.
On Cinco de Mayo, in fact, they celebrated 26 years. They are the oldest brewery in Anchorage, and they are the second oldest brewery in the entire state, second only to, of course, Alaskan Brewing Company. So they really have stood the test of time. I couldn't put it better myself. You can do one of two things. You can rest on your laurels. You can make the beers that you've always made and do a great job at. Or you can innovate, you can be creative.
Yeah, you can break those beer boundaries.
Absolutely. So with that, I wanted to showcase them this week because they have so much great stuff happening at their tap room right now. They've opened up their Pleasure Town patio. It's First Friday, and they have what's called their Firkin being tapped tonight. Have you ever heard of a firkin, Matt?
I haven't. No, what is it?
This is a real ale. If you ever heard of a cask conditioned ale or a real beer, this is the freshest a beer could possibly be. It is naturally carbonated in the cask, so there is no forced carbonation whatsoever. They're a very different style. They tend to be a little bit like lighter on the carbonation and whatnot. But this one is a blend of two different beers. That is going to be tapped tonight. And the process of tapping these firkins is almost comical. If you've ever seen it happen, the person who is in charge of tapping it takes basically a hammer and drives a tap directly right into the cask.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very satisfying to watch. They have a couple videos, too, which are funny about a couple of them gone wrong and beer just sprays everywhere.
Or they just go extra right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, bathe me in beer at Midnight Sun. All right, so we have this Firkin, which is a super fresh beer that's getting tapped tonight. And then what else do we have that's brand new?
I just have to shout out The Curse. And it is so aptly named, Matt. They put this beer and they put it in some port wine barrels. They've been aging it now for another year. And they released it bottle only, and it's their first wax-dipped bottle, which I just love, because, mm-hmm. a beer nerd just loves a good waxed bottle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you put a candle in there afterwards to get your old goth ambiance going. It's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of goth, this beer is, it's nice and black. It is thick, thick, thick.
Nice. I love to chew my beer.
Hell yeah. It's like dessert in your mouth. It's got these wonderful dark fruit, a little bit of that leather character. And this is a Belgian-style barley wine. It clocks in at 13%.
Ooh.
And if you could just do us all a favor and go get that beer now and drink it now. We need to be done with this curse.
Yeah, we got to exercise those demons.
Yes, exactly. We got to get them out. So just take it to the face. I did what was socially responsible last night, mm-hmm. Matt. And I took this bomber of this beautiful Belgian barley wine, and I took it down because you got to do what's best for humanity.
You know, not all heroes wear capes. Some of them have a pint glass.
It's true. Oh, I couldn't have put it better myself. So check out Midnight Sun this weekend. They got their first Firkin going on. If you are a cyclist, they have a bike tune-up workshop happening tomorrow at the brewery, right in the garage. And then if you are into running, the Brewers Guild of Alaska is doing a virtual AK 5K.
Oh, that's absolutely lovely. Plus, there's a Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. And I think you were telling me that there was some sort of link between Euro Trip and Midnight Sun.
Oh, my goodness. How could I forget about this beautiful Italian-style Pilsner that I had yesterday called Miss Scusi, as in, Scusi, can I please have another? Because the aromatics are just so great with the nice dry hopping.
Yeah, Scotty doesn't know about Miss Scusi for sure. All right, well, Midnight Sun, that is our Princess of Pilsners, Devin Johnson from the AK Beer Nerds Facebook page. Thank you so much for the brew review, and we'll be talking at you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Matt. Such a pleasure.